Good morning, Debbie Nicholson speaking. I'm just about to read you my blog for today, which is called When It Is Your Time, What Would You Have Done Differently? Now, when our mother passed through the veil, we were very fortunate to have our niece with us, whose palliative training blessed our family in so many ways in the days leading up to her final moments. Where we were clumsy with our efforts in making her comfortable, in walked this young person with all the knowledge of how to do things correctly, and who knew exactly how and what to do and when. Such people need our applause and understanding because they have such big hearts for the jobs that are entrusted to them. Health never seems to be considered as one of your most valuable assets when your name features on the rich list. I wonder why, when without it, you're nothing, you can achieve nothing, and you can no longer enjoy what you have spent all of your life accumulating. All of us write lists of what we want. I have so many of these lists I find tucked into the backs of my drawers when I'm looking for something. I can't be the only person who does this. Sometimes when I find such a list, I look through and realize I've achieved some of those things, and yet others I have still not, and I find them on other lists. It's nice to tick things off as you go. There are many regrets I have already, and I am not even near the end, or at least I don't think I am anyway. I was forced to work when my children were very young because we were by ourselves in the solo mother category for 7 years between husbands. I was not the one who trained my son to use the toilet in the way a man should. I was not the one who saw his first steps. He waited for me to feed him from 8 a.m. in the morning until 4:45 in the afternoon. He didn't want that bottle he was forced to have during the day. I was not there to give him the sustenance he needed at the time he required it. I was not home when the children arrived from school. I often sent them home on their own with a taxi driver who'd drop them off to an empty house. I have not kept up with my friends through either marriage, taking on my new family members as my new friends and just following along where my husbands took me to keep up with their friends. Happiness evaded me for many years until only recently, in my late 50s and 60s, that I purposefully did something about it. Everything prior to those moments seemed like a duty that needed to be performed, and therefore perhaps leaving harsh memories imprinted on others' minds as to what I really was like to them then. Now, not being forceful enough about what I wanted because I was a someone has always affected me, and so I let myself be walked on by my siblings and those who were destined to raise me, thus leaving me with feelings of guilt, resentment, and inferiority. Being the eldest in the family did not make a difference to those who still continually show disrespect, because they know which buttons they can push where I am concerned. I was a wimp, and that is that. I have changed things recently, and therefore I am coming into my own at this stage of my life. Hopefully, when my time comes to leave this earth, there will be no regrets, because I will have had the chance to change all of those moments for the better.